Now, if the Queen had skipped the state dinner, just decided it was too formal, too stuffy, didn't want to do that, wanted to get a real flavor of America, she could easily have gone out for Chinese instead. In fact, many of you may have done that. There are about 40,000 Chinese restaurants nationwide, which is more than the number of McDonald's and Taco Bell's combined. Almost every town in America seems to have Chinese takeout at least, and the workers who staff those restaurants working long hours for low pay often come through New York City's Chinatown. NPR's Margo Adler has the first of two reports.
People come to Chinatown all the time, but they never see the neighborhood the way Ken Guest, a professor of anthropology at Baruch College, shows it to me when he takes me to the East Broadway Mall, the central hub of the Fujianese restaurant business.
Inside, you'll find a wide variety of stores with everything that an immigrant could need as they're passing through New York. And all around it, you'll find buses and vans that people can take to get to the restaurants, whether they're in the New York area or across the country.
This is not the Chinatown most tourists see. Near the Manhattan Bridge, there are stores to buy phone cards or wire money home, as well as places to get Chinese videos, vegetables, and herbs, or visit tailors, barbers, and lawyers. There's the Chinatown bus that takes people to Boston or Washington, D.C. for $15, but there is an entire other system of transportation with signs only in Chinese.
And you can also see here a sign for the bus route between here and Ohio, Toledo, Ohio.
Ken Guest has done research both here and in China on the Fujianese community that staffs many of the Chinese restaurants all over the East Coast and Midwest. Why a bus to Ohio? You can find the answer under the bridge on a street filled with employment agencies, like the Sincere Agency, which has been run by Wendy Wong for 15 years. Some days are busier than others, she says.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is the busiest time. Yeah, the more people come in.
It's a small room, maybe 12 feet long and 12 feet wide. Wong and two other women stand behind a counter talking to people looking for jobs. On the wall, there's a pair of whiteboards crammed with job listings, a mix of Chinese characters and phone numbers. Ken Guest points to the boards.
That tells you the area code of where the restaurant is located. And it tells you that they're looking for a chef and that they're paying $2,500 a month, that the hours are 11 to 11.
And the people on the phone have now, this woman here is interested
exactly.
in a particular job.
Exactly.
And she's having a little negotiation.
She's having an interview over the phone with the restaurant worker, wherever they may be in State College, PA, or North Carolina. And they have a little interview and they have a little negotiation. And if they make a match, there's a fee of about between $25 and $30 that gets paid to the employment agency.
And the workers are on their way. Guest says in many towns, they live next to or above the restaurant. They generally work 6 days a week, 12 to 14 hours a day, and depending on the job, make $1,500 to $2,500 a month.
Though it's very difficult to multiply that by 12 and think of an annual income, because most of these workers aren't able to sustain that level of effort for more than a couple of months at a time. And the isolation is very intense in these places, where they may be, along with the other workers in the restaurant, the only Chinese people that they hang out with and see.
So they come back to New York's Chinatown and after a month or so begin the process again. Shitong Chun is at the Sincere Agency with his wife. They've been in the U.S. several years. They want to work here in the city.
Our problem is our English isn't very good, so it's a lot easier to be here in New York City.
And are any of the jobs on the board things that look interesting?
He has work, but his wife doesn't have any work.
She's looking for work as a restaurant receptionist. Guest says that one reason so many people have come to the U.S. from Fujian province is the presence of human smuggling networks. And he estimates that while perhaps 50% come in legal ways, for example, through family reunification programs, and are documented.
I think probably up to half of them are paying smugglers to come in. And it is 70,000 is the going rate right now.
It can take 5 to 10 years to pay back the debt, and the long working hours leave little time to learn English and acclimate into American society. Guest says the system that pulls all these workers in from China keeps them in the system.
Keeps them very vulnerable and isolated from mainstream U.S. economics, social networks, politics.
Something that most of us do not consider as we enjoy our hot and sour soup. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
And tomorrow, Margo's going to take us to a restaurant where Chinese delivery workers are striking for higher pay.